T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think South Carolina is going to shock the world this year. Yes, they have the most difficult schedule in the country. Yes, they're playing 8 top 16 teams. Yes, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Clemson, Texas A&M dot the schedule. Yes, I think they'll beat one of those 5 teams and win the rest of their games and finish 8-4 and finish in the top 15 in the country. I firmly believe that. And South Carolina is a direct competitor with my alma mater, the University of Florida. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Really pleased to be joined now by somebody that I have the utmost respect for. He is the ESPN College Football Insider, and he also just happens to publish the very best college football preview magazine you could ever get your hands on. I anxiously await my media copy, which I'm told by his assistant is on its way. When his media copy comes in the mail, and some of you will know what I'm talking about, I haven't had this much excitement going to my mailbox since I was running to my mailbox as a kid waiting for Beckett Baseball Card Monthly to arrive. Phil Steele joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Phil, a great pleasure as always, sir. Congratulations on the completion of your latest encyclopedia.
Yeah, 25th year, Mark. Can you believe that for the magazine this year? It's a silver anniversary, and always a treat when that thing is finally off to the press, and now off the press and at the newsstands, and I get to just talk football during the course of the day. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to you. How would you define success given the brutal schedule for South Carolina this season?
I tell you what, if they can get to second or third in the East with that schedule, that would be very successful. And let's face it, South Carolina this year, what they have to do that they did differently than last year is keep that defense healthy. I mean, that defense was banged up something severe during the course of the season. If they can keep that defense healthy with a quarterback like Jake Bentley, and you know, you look at the receiving core, Rico Dowdell back at running back, they could do exactly what you said, pull an upset or two, and finish up there with the 8, potentially the 9 wins, even against that schedule. But they're going to have to stay healthy to get there. And I didn't call for it in the magazine, but you know, I think that they can definitely have a better season than most are expecting.
Do you get the sense, as Phil Steele's joining us, ESPN College Football Insider, do you get the sense that Will Muschamp is in trouble at all?
No, I do not. I think if you take a look at what South Carolina's done since he's got there, you know, getting them to the level. I was very disappointed in the bowl performance against Virginia.
Yes.
But once again, if you delve deep into South Carolina last year, with all the injuries they had on defense, that was actually a decent season.
If Clemson doesn't make it back to the playoff, it will be because what happened?
Huge upset. And we're talking about, you know, an upset like last year almost happened, where Clemson's a 4-touchdown home favorite against Syracuse. And all of a sudden, everything in the world that could go wrong goes wrong. They're trailing by 2 scores in the fourth quarter, need their third-string quarterback, Chase Bryce, to come off the bench, convert on 4th-and-10, get the game-winning touchdown, and pull out the win. Had they lost that game, they wouldn't even have won their own division last year. So it is going to take a huge upset, though, because when I look at Clemson, I've got them at least a 17-point favorite in every single game this season. And so somebody's going to have to really go out, play their A++ game, and have Clemson play their C game.
ESPN College Football Insider Phil Steele joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. What's the most surprising thing your research uncovered about each of the 2 most popular schools in our area, South Carolina and Clemson, Phil?
Well, the most surprising thing for me with Clemson when I was going through the team was my first after the season was over, wow, that defensive line is going to be in trouble. They lose 3 first-round draft picks and a 4th-round draft pick. How are they going to replace that? This might be a weakness this year. Then going through the team and looking at the individual players they have, I actually have Clemson my number 5 rated defensive line in the country.
Wow.
So I think that was the biggest surprise to me from the first day of the magazine, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, through the end of May, was the fact that I actually like their defensive line and have them rated that high. With South Carolina, probably the biggest surprise is just that overall schedule. You know, who goes out and plays all these teams, Alabama, at Georgia, at Tennessee, at Texas A&M, Clemson at home. I mean, they're playing the top 3 teams in the country. Even a North Carolina, that game in Charlotte, North Carolina's going to be a much improved team this year. I rated it the toughest schedule in the country. Didn't really think it was going to be coming in, but after the magazine was done, I just scratching my head a little bit about that tough of a schedule.
Phil Steele joining us here. Last year, Phil, you nailed Florida as your number 1 most improved and surprise team. I was floored by that because you were well ahead of the curve there. You were able to foresee Dan Mullen's success that few did after such a poor season the year before. Who are you eyeing this go around as that team?
For your fans, just to let them know, the most improved team is a team that had a losing record last year that I think will be the most improved. The surprise teams are teams that are not in the top 10, I think, can contend for the playoff spot. Now, with Florida last year, great season. This year I'm going with Nebraska. And here's why I like Nebraska this year as my number 1 most improved team. Last year, Scott Frost stepped into a pretty tough situation. He was inheriting a passing team, trying to convert him to the spread option offense. He had the quarterback in Adrian Martinez, but the offensive line had learned new passing schemes and blocking schemes, I should say. And they went through a rough stretch to start the season. They were 0-6 to begin the year. They averaged 23 points per game. Now, over the second half of the season, they averaged 37 points per game, as really they started to pick up on the schemes. So that's one factor. The offense will be much improved second year of the system. Defense can only be improved. The last 2 years, they haven't been a black shirt defense. They've been giving up over 430 yards per game. I expect improvement on that side of the ball. The second factor, schedule. Michigan drops off the schedule. Michigan State drops off the schedule. In fact, they only play one of the big guys coming over from the East. That's Ohio State, a team that they took to the wire in Columbus last year, despite the fact they came into that with a losing record. And then you look at the rest of the West. The West is a very manageable division this year. Anybody could win it, but they get the toughest 3 teams. I'm talking about Iowa, Wisconsin, Northwestern, all at home this year. So they were 4-8 last year. I think they've got the potential for double-digit wins this year, and they're actually my team that I picked to win the Big Ten West.
Wow, Big Ten championship game appearance lined up for Nebraska per Phil Steele. Does the ACC, Phil, have any prospects for showing an improved product this season?
I think you will see improved play. A couple teams in particular that make my most improved list. Florida State, my number 3 most improved team in the country.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, well, last year, you know, talking to Coach Taggart, you know, I was going over the team with him. I felt this year had better depth than they had last year. And also Coach Taggart feels players are more bought in. In fact, he said some of last year's players were a little upset that Coach Fisher left them. And, he had to deal with that type of thing. And I understand that because it was more somewhat of a lateral move and they were probably a little bit hurt. But this year the players are bought in. They go deeper in the lineup, and I think Florida State's going to be a better team. And really, one of the most improved units in the country is going to be Virginia Tech's defense. Last year when I went over the defense with defense coordinator Bud Foster, and we got to the end, I'm like, Coach, every coach in the country says we're young. But I go, you are young. This is the youngest defense I see in college football. It's loaded with freshmen, and we both agreed at that time they could ill afford to lose any players. Then they lose 5 of their projected starters prior to the start of the season. And what happened? Virginia Tech had an atypical year defensively. They gave up 439 yards per game, 31 points per game. This year, 10 starters are back on defense. I think they'll have one of the most improved, if not the most improved defense in the country, and they make my number 4 most improved team. And then Miami. You know, Miami was 7-6. They really threw a clunker in that bowl game with just 3 points. But talking to Coach Diaz this year, he's extremely high on the hire of Dan Enos as the offensive coordinator. And last year, they got uneven quarterback play, hit about 50% 14 interceptions out of the QBs. I think Tate Martell comes in, wins the job. Enos's guidance, they have a better offense, and they still have a top-10 defense. I've actually got Miami winning the Coastal and playing Clemson in the ACC title game. But once again, Clemson will probably be a 17-point favorite in every game they play this year.
Phil Steele joining us. Phil, I opened it up to our audience, and I told our audience we would take the best questions for you that came in from them. This coming in from listener Taylor Gray. Phil, what do you see in Michigan this year that you haven't seen in prior years? You have them as a championship contender at number three in the playoffs, but they've had at least three losses since Jim Harbaugh came on board every year. More importantly, they can't beat Ohio State. Your thoughts, please, Phil.
All good stuff. You know, you go back to 2016, they played Ohio State on the road. That thing goes to two overtimes. Michigan fans will still swear to you that they stopped that fourth down. So they came pretty close that year. But now Urban Meyer's gone, which he, of course, was the guiding force for Ohio State, never lost to Michigan. And you got a guy like Harbaugh still there for Michigan. Michigan, I thought if you looked at the body of work of these two teams last year, Michigan had a better overall season during the season than did Ohio State. Now, not the game they played against Ohio State, and not the bowl game, certainly, when they lost to Florida. But they were very dominant most of the season. Ohio State was sort of going by in fits and spurts. They had the much better defense last year. They had the better run game. Now, this year, defense will still be solid. I rate number 7 in the country with Don Brown as a defense coordinator. Offensively, they switched to a spread offense, and I think that's a perfect fit for Shea Patterson. He's a guy that can throw well on the run and run the football. And should something happen to Shea Patterson, they've got Dylan McCaffrey. They got Joe Milton waiting in the wings, so they can afford to run the quarterback, and they will this year. They've got my number 4 rated offensive line. They also have my number 7 rated special teams in the country, something that's very underrated. And then you look at their schedule. Their toughest three opponents are Ohio State, Michigan State, Notre Dame. Well, they get all three at home in Ann Arbor, where Jim Harbaugh is 24-4 as a head coach. Add it all up, I have not called for Michigan to beat Ohio State in any of the years that they've been in the same division together. I've had Ohio State over them each time. This is the first time I'm calling for Michigan. I think the talent, the schedule, and the fact that Urban Meyer stepped aside has opened the door for Michigan this year.
And, Phil, do you think, is this the year Georgia finally puts it all together? The natives are restless a little bit in Athens.
Came pretty close last year. They led to Alabama 28-14 in the SEC title game.
Sure.
And, you know, last year after they lost to Bama in the title game, a lot of folks said Georgia should be in the playoff. But generally a two-loss team is not going to make the playoff when it gets to be the end of the season. This year, I think when you look at Georgia's schedule, they'll probably be favored in all their games. They're a stronger team than they were last year. I like the veteran quarterback in Jake Fromm. The offensive line was a finalist for the Joe Moore Award last year and is basically back intact this year. Clearly one of the best offensive lines. The defense, more experienced. They've got the top-notch special teams. They'll be favored in every game, and I think even if they lose the SEC championship game, they still make the playoff. But they'll be confident when they play Alabama, if they play Alabama in the SEC championship game, because of the effort they gave last year when they probably could have knocked them off.
He is ESPN's college football insider, and he is the author and the home of Phil Steele's College Football Preview, the best college football preview magazine, book, encyclopedia that you can get your hands on. Phil, congratulations on 25 years. That's awesome. Greatly appreciate you making the time today, and hope we have a chance to catch up here sometime again soon.
Sounds great, Mark. We should definitely do that. I enjoyed chatting football with you today, and thank you very much for having me on.
You got it. All right, Phil Steele of Phil Steele's College Football Preview.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.